All right, ready to unlock some serious AI superpowers for your business.
Let's do it.
This deep dive is all about taking you from AI zero to hero. And this article we're diving into today, it's like a cheat sheet, a secret weapon for getting ahead.
No hype, just real strategies for real businesses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So forget the robots taking over the world stuff. This is about working smarter, not harder.
Making AI work for you.
And this article lays out this really clear seven-step roadmap. And I gotta say, it's packed with those aha moments, like, why didn't I think of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it really breaks it down, makes it feel doable, even if you're just starting out with AI.
Totally. And the first step, it's all about knowing yourself, right? The article calls it assessing your business needs.
Which sounds kind of formal, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's really about figuring out where AI can actually move the needle for you. Like, what are the biggest challenges you're facing?
Exactly. Where are those pain points, those bottlenecks that are holding you back?
Because AI, as cool as it is, it's not a magic wand.
Definitely not. It's a tool, and like any tool, it's most effective when you use it for the right job.
So before you even think about algorithms or data models or any of that stuff,
Take a step back.
yeah, look at your business and ask yourself, where can AI really make a difference? You know, is it automating those tedious reports? Is it predicting customer behavior with like spooky accuracy?
Maybe it's something completely different. Every business is unique, so your AI journey should be too.
Totally. So you've identified those AI superpowers, those areas where AI can really level up your business. That's step one, nailed. Now, let's talk about setting goals, and not just like vague, be more efficient goals, but laser-focused objectives.
We're talking crystal clear targets.
Right. The article calls it setting clear objectives and KPIs, which honestly sounds a bit intimidating at first.
It does, a little bit, right?
Yeah, but it's really just about defining what success looks like for you.
Exactly. It's about moving beyond the hype and saying, okay, AI, here's what I need you to do for my business.
So instead of just saying, we want to improve efficiency, you'd say something like,
we want to reduce customer support response time by 40% using AI.
See, that's specific. You can actually measure that. And that's where those KPIs come in, right? Those key performance indicators. Exactly. They're like the measuring sticks for your AI's success. They help you track your progress and make sure you're actually getting a return on your investment.
And speaking of investment, once you've got your goals and your measuring sticks all set up, then comes the exciting part.
Shopping spree.
Kind of. Step three is all about choosing the right AI tools and solutions for the job.
And trust me, there are a lot of options out there. It can feel like a jungle out there.
It's like walking into a massive tech toy store and being like, I want it all.
But before you get too swipe happy with that company credit card, there are a few key things to keep in mind.
First things first, you don't want to invest in a tool that you're going to outgrow in 6 months, right?
Scalability is key. You need a solution that can grow with you, adapt as your business needs change.
Like, imagine buying a tiny bicycle for a cross-country road trip. Not going to get you very far.
Not at all. And on that note, don't underestimate the importance of integration. How well will this shiny new AI tool play with your existing systems?
Because the last thing you want is to create a tech Frankenstein.
Oh, I like that. A tech Frankenstein.
Right. All these different systems cobbled together, not playing nice with each other. It's a nightmare.
Exactly. So make sure you choose a solution that integrates seamlessly with what you've already got.
And let's not forget about the price tag. I mean, some of these AI tools can get pretty pricey.
They can, but remember, it's not just about the upfront cost, it's about the long-term value.
Will this AI solution actually save you money in the long run? Will it boost your bottom line?
Or ideally both.
Exactly. You need to see that return on investment.
Absolutely. And one more thing to consider is your industry.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Different industries have different needs, right?
Totally. Like an e-commerce business might be all about AI-powered personalization, you know, recommending products to customers based on their browsing history.
Right. Whereas a manufacturing plant might focus on AI for predictive maintenance, using sensors and algorithms to prevent equipment failures before they even happen.
It's all about finding those AI solutions that align with what you do.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to do your research. See what's working for other businesses in your field. Attend webinars, read case studies.
Maybe even try out a few free trials.
Exactly. It's like test driving a car before you buy it. You want to make sure it's the right fit for you.
I love that. Okay, so we've got our goals, we've picked out some potential tools, but AI implementation, it's not a solo mission, is it?
Definitely not.
AI might stand for artificial intelligence, but it takes a team of very real, very talented humans to make it work.
So you're saying it's time to assemble the A team.
Exactly. And that's what step four is all about, building your dream team and giving them the resources they need to succeed.
So who are the key players on this dream team? We're talking tech wizards, right?
Well, you'll definitely need your data scientists and AI engineers. Those are the folks who can actually build and train those AI models.
They're like the architects of your AI strategy.
Exactly. But they can't operate in a vacuum. You also need people who deeply understand your business goals.
To bridge the gap between the tech world and the business world.
Exactly. And then, of course, you'll need your IT support team.
Ah, yes. The unsung heroes of the tech world.
For sure. They're the ones who'll be integrating your shiny new AI solutions into your existing infrastructure, making sure everything runs smoothly.
Because a data traffic jam is the last thing you need.
Exactly. And finally, don't underestimate the human element.
Oh, yeah. People are still important, right?
More than ever. You need folks who can help your team adapt to this new AI-powered world.
Change management pros.
Exactly. They're the ones who can help your employees understand the benefits of AI, address any concerns they might have.
Because change can be scary.
Absolutely. Especially when it involves technology that feels brand new.
You need to make sure your team feels supported and empowered throughout this whole process.
Absolutely. And that's where training comes in. Invest in your team's development. Give them the skills they need to thrive in this new AI-powered workplace.
Because at the end of the day, your people are your most valuable asset.
Couldn't agree more. And to empower those people, you need to make sure they have the resources to match their talent. That means budgeting for the right tools, training, and ongoing support.
It's an investment, that's for sure. But the potential return on that investment, it's huge.
Absolutely. Investing in your team's AI skills is one of the smartest business decisions you can make.
So we've got our A team assembled. They've got the tools. They're ready to go. But there's one more piece to the puzzle, right?
Absolutely. And this one's huge. It's all about creating the right culture, an environment where AI can truly thrive.
So it's not just about the tech. It's about the people, too.
It's about creating a workplace where everyone is on board with AI, where they see it as an opportunity, not a threat.
Because, let's face it, there's still a lot of fear and uncertainty surrounding AI.
Oh, definitely. There are a lot of misconceptions out there. People hear AI and they think robots are going to take their jobs.
Right. But that's not the reality, is it?
Not at all. It's about using AI to empower people, to free them up from those tedious tasks so they can focus on more creative, more strategic work.
It's about humans and AI working together.
Yeah.
Each playing to their strengths.
Exactly. And the best way to make that happen is through communication. Be transparent with your team about how you're using AI, why you're using it, and what it means for them.
Address those fears head on.
Exactly. Don't shy away from the tough questions. And most importantly, show your team how AI can benefit them directly.
Give them the training and resources they need to succeed in this new AI-powered world.
Absolutely. Because when people understand AI, when they see how it can make their lives easier and their work more fulfilling, that's when the real magic happens.
That's when AI goes from being this scary, mysterious thing to a powerful tool that everyone can embrace.
Exactly. Now, we've talked a lot about the how of AI implementation, but let's not forget about the why. At the end of the day, we need to make sure that all of these AI initiatives are actually delivering value.
We need to be able to measure the return on investment.
Exactly. And that can be tricky with something as multifaceted as AI. It's not always as simple as just looking at your bottom line.
Right, because AI can impact so many different areas of a business.
Exactly. So you need to take a holistic approach to measurement. Don't just focus on the numbers. Look at the bigger picture.
So how do we do that? Where do we even start?
Remember those KPIs we talked about earlier? Those key performance indicators? Those are going to be your guiding stars.
So if our goal is to improve customer satisfaction, we might track metrics like Net Promoter Score or customer churn rate.
Exactly. And you'll want to compare those metrics before and after implementing your AI solution. But don't stop there. Talk to your employees. Get their feedback.
Have things improved for them? Are they more engaged? More productive.
Exactly. Because sometimes the most valuable insights come from the people who are using AI every day.
That makes sense. Now, let's be real for a second. AI isn't all sunshine and rainbows, right? There are potential downsides, potential risks that we need to be aware of.
Absolutely. And it's important that we address those head on. We need to be realistic about the challenges as well as the opportunities.
So let's talk about those challenges. What are some of the potential risks or downsides of AI implementation?
Well, one of the biggest concerns, of course, is data security. AI systems rely on vast amounts of data, so it's crucial that we handle that data responsibly and ethically.
Protecting people's privacy, that's got to be a top priority.
Absolutely, and that means being transparent with your customers about what data you're collecting, how you're using it, and what steps you're taking to keep it safe.
And it's not just about avoiding lawsuits or bad PR, it's about building trust.
Exactly. Trust is essential, especially when it comes to AI. Now, another challenge that often comes up is the issue of job displacement.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried that AI is going to automate away their jobs.
And those concerns are understandable. But I think it's important to remember that AI is not just about automation, it's also about augmentation.
Augmentation. So using AI to enhance human capabilities, not replace them.
Exactly. Think of it as a collaboration, not a competition. AI can handle those repetitive, data-heavy tasks, freeing up humans to focus on what they do best. Things like creativity, problem-solving, and building relationships.
So it's not about humans versus AI. It's about humans and AI working together.
Precisely. And I believe that this collaboration has the potential to create a brighter future for everyone.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from pinpointing your AI superpowers to building your dream team to measuring your ROI. But it feels like we're just scratching the surface, you know?
We are, in a way. Because the world of AI, it's not static, it's constantly evolving.
So how do we make sure our AI strategy doesn't become, like, obsolete the second we finish building it?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And the answer is, you build it for flexibility, for adaptability.
So less like a set-in-stone plan and more like a
living, breathing organism.
Okay, I like that. An organism that can adapt and evolve as the AI landscape changes.
Exactly. Because the one thing we know for sure about AI is that it's going to keep changing, probably faster than we can even imagine right now.
Which is exciting, but also kind of daunting.
It is, but that's where that mindset of continuous learning comes in. Never stop exploring, never stop asking questions.
Stay curious, basically.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment, to try new things, see what works.
And to learn from your mistakes, too,
yeah.
Right? Because not everything you try is going to be a home run.
Of course not. But even those failures, they're valuable learning experiences.
They're all part of the journey. And this journey, it's definitely more fun and more productive when you're not going it alone.
Absolutely. Surround yourself with people who share your passion for AI, connect with experts in the field, attend conferences, join online communities.
Because the future of AI, it's not something that's going to be decided by a select few. It's something we're all creating together.
That's right. So get out there, share your ideas, collaborate with others, and who knows, you might just change the world.
That's a wrap on this AI-powered deep dive. We hope you're feeling inspired and ready to take on the world one algorithm at a time.
Until next time, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
And remember, the future of AI is in your hands.